Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntric, and all my good stuff is there from all the podcasts and sites I do. But we are here to recap your news and notes on the diamond, a busy Monday of action through spring training to get you ready for the 2024 fantasy baseball season. So let's get cracking on it. Monday night, we finally got the signing of Blake Snell, heads of the Giants on a two-year, $62 million deal with an opt-out after year one. We don't care so much about the financials behind it, besides the fact Blake Snell is a San Francisco Giant. He joins the rotation of Logan Webb, Jordan Hicks. You have the Kyle Harrison breakout, who had another great start on Monday. Alex Cobb should be back middle of April, potentially. So you have Keaton Wynn as the fifth starter for now. Maybe Robbie Ray comes later in the season. So things are looking up in the Bay Area. Blake Snell did throw a four-inning, 65-pitch demo for some teams last week. So you'd imagine he'll be stretched out and ready to go for that opening series for the Giants. And price tag wise, not too shabby. ADP around 75 over the last 3 or 4 days on NFBC OC's minimum bid of 52. He should be going closer to that 52 now that Blake Snell has a team on opening day. Jackson Chourio, Milwaukee Brewers rookie stud, had a monster 2023 season, hitting 22 home runs, stealing 43 bases, while hitting 280 as a 19-year-old at AA. Had a little cup of coffee at AAA. But earlier this offseason, the Milwaukee Brewers gave Chourio an extension, a nice, cheap, team-friendly extension to get him locked and loaded. And that's when most of us expected Chourio to make the opening day roster for the Brew Crew. And on Monday, the Brewers made that official. Chourio will be joining the everyday roster with the Milwaukee Brewers. Expectations, he'll be starting as well. His ADP over the weekend sits at around 121 with a min bid of 89. So go accordingly. I've been off of Chourio, but anybody that listens to my other content knows I'm usually skeptical of rookies until they prove me otherwise. Rooting for the kid, but to me, he's a kid. I am 40. He is half my age. That is terrifying. Ronaldo Lopez talked about this before on some other work, that he has been named the fifth starter for the Atlanta Braves. It was official once the Braves sent Bryce Elder back to AAA. A few days ago, they sent A.J. Smith-Shawver back to AAA, leaving Ronaldo Lopez as the fifth starter in a pretty stacked Braves rotation. Lopez having a solid season. Once was a starter back in the day with the Nationals and White Sox, moved to the bullpen where he's very effective in that role as well. Braves picked him up and wanted to stretch him back out this preseason, and they've done so, and he will be their fifth starter. Little minor news here for Bryce Harper. He was held out of action on Monday with back stiffness. The Phillies and Harper don't seem too concerned about it. This could literally be as simple as he's a veteran that's sick of spring training and wants to get ready for the regular season. Could be he has some fun on St. Patrick's Day. We had a few back stiffness scenarios on Monday, but we'll see. Bryce Harper should be back in action in the next day or two. More Atlanta Braves news. Orlando Arcia was hit by a pitch on Sunday leaving the game. X-rays were negative on Monday. They're going to do some further evaluations, do an MRI to make sure everything is okay with Arcia, but all signs point to Arcia being in the clear. The Braves are hoping to have Arcia back in the lineup in the next couple of days to finish out spring training. And, you know, Arcia seems to be an afterthought in most drafts, going well past pick 345. He did hit 17 home runs last year and hit 264. That's nothing to scoff about. I believe he had about 125 runs and RBIs as well, because that Atlanta offense is so good. So even hitting towards the bottom of the lineup, it flips around. You have this guy named Ronald Acuna driving everybody in. That is a perk. So Orlando Arcia in your deeper formats should definitely be considered for middle infield options. Or if you missed on shortstop in like an NL only, Arcia has some viability there as well. Kyle Manzardo of the Cleveland Guardians was demoted to AAA. That was expected all offseason by myself and others. Some had high hopes for Manzardo, but with some Rule 5 signings and some other moves the Guardians have made, there's really no room at the end for Manzardo to play first base or DH at the moment. But don't fret. He is a very talented ball player. We saw him in the Fall League crush baseballs. He's had a pretty decent spring. There's a great chance we see Manzardo sooner than later. I wouldn't be shocked if it's sometime in May, maybe earlier based on injuries, or later if the Guardians get goofy about it. But we will see Manzardo this season. He's not on my draft board, but definitely someone to watch on the waiver wire when he gets the call. Josh Young of the Texas Rangers has been dealing with a calf injury all spring. Well, signs are looking good for Josh. He's been taking batting practice and things are going well. On Monday, he played in a AAA game, collecting a couple of hits. That is promising. He's expected to see some Cactus League action here pretty soon. And if these continual developments that he's been on of late happen, Josh Young should be ready for opening day, which makes things very nice because he has had an ADP of around 150 over the weekend. And that's a lot of it's due to the uncertainty of his role come opening day. Things are becoming a little clearer on the Josh Young front, and we know the power that he brings to the table. So start drafting Josh Young with a little bit more confidence out there. His teammate Corey Seager, he's also making progress, albeit slower than Josh Young, but Seager is recovering from a sports hernia surgery that he had at the start of spring training. He took his first hacks in batting practice on Monday, so that's a good sign for Seager. He's hoping to maybe get some game action later this week. We will see. They're taking it slow as they want Seager for the whole season. So have some fun with that. His ADP has still been pretty high all draft season as people were okay missing a few weeks to start the season. Byron Buxton. Man, if you want to send X ablaze, just put any injury concerns about Byron Buxton out there and things get fun. Buxton was pulled out or did not even play in Monday due to lower back tightness. People went crazy saying, oh, here we go again. Byron Buxton, this, he's hurt. Here we go. The Twins don't seem concerned. Buxton doesn't seem concerned. This is purely precautionary, they're saying. We'll see. I know people have the right to be concerned since Buxton has shown a propensity to be hurt a lot. That is a thing. But the difference this year when it comes to fantasy for Byron Buxton, he's going so much later than usual in drafts. He's also util only. That might have a little impact. But we know when on the field, he brings a boatload of power. A little speed now, but he says he wants to run more. We'll see. He's supposed to play in center field this year. We'll see. But regardless, he's not costing you a heavy draft price, which makes me much more inclined to draft Buxton this year compared to previous seasons. Keep an eye on the situation. We'll keep you posted on this show, of course, but hopefully it is minor as most are expecting. This other news in Minnesota, not so minor. Reliever, one of the top relievers in all of baseball, one of the filthiest relievers in all of baseball, Johan Duran, oblique injury. Not good, Bob. Oblique injuries are obviously bad, just like hamstring injuries. Any soft tissue injury, not great. Obliques have a rough timetable. You never know because all soft tissues heal differently. You know, you're talking about a guy with a windup who obviously uses his obliques in his windups, and he throws hard. He throws some nasty junk as well. There's a lot to like with Duran. You're going to have to imagine he's going to be out until at least May would be my assumption. Could be wrong. I'm not a doctor. I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express. But Johan Duran's going to miss some time here. And with that being said, he'll obviously go down your draft board. Still might be worth a spot late, especially in leagues where you have IL spots. But Griffin Jacks should be the next man up in the back end of that Twins bullpen. He's been the guy in recent years who has gotten the call when there has been some extra saves available due to injuries or just workloads. He has been amazing in the back end of that bullpen. He is a guy that for the last few years I have pounded the drum for. If you're in draft and hold, best ball formats that like saves, I've loved Griffin Jacks, have him in a lot of places. He should be the guy. His ADP is 352. Cross that off. He's going to be probably going around 150-ish, maybe 200, somewhere in that world. We'll see over the next few days where things start to level out with Griffin Jacks. But he should be the man that gets the first chance there. With that said, if you want to spec like you would be specking with Griffin Jacks if Duran was healthy, Brock Stewart in the back end of that Twins bullpen is a strikeout machine. He could be built for some closing roles as well. So I give the tip to Jacks now. Keep an eye on Brock Stewart as well. Could be worth a nice speculation pick late in your drafts. And we'll wait and see what Rocco Baldelli says. Could just be a committee thing. We'll see. But I'd imagine Griffin Jacks are in the right to be the closer for the time being. My goodness, Kenley Jansen. It happens again. He was scratched from a scheduled outing on Monday with lower back tightness. This has been crazy. The Red Sox don't seem too concerned. He's scheduled to pitch on Tuesday now. There are slight concerns, though, because there's been multiple reports on Monday. Kenley Jansen said this is one of his worst springs ever. He feels hurt every day. It's something different. That doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. The other thing is Alex Cora came out after Jansen was scratched and says, Jansen's running out of time to be ready for opening day. They have him scheduled to pitch Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and one more time in their last preseason games in Texas. That's four more outings over the next, you know, week, week and a half. If Jansen can, you know, stay on the program, he'll be ready for opening day. One little slip up, he's not. Bring into the forefront Chris Martin. Chris Martin was one of my favorite speculative picks, similar to like I just discussed with Brock Stewart. I've been taking Chris Martin late in a lot of drafts, especially 15-team drafts. There's a lot to like there. For two reasons, I always thought Kenley Jansen would eventually be traded, opening the door for Chris Martin, assuming he didn't get traded as well. But for now, we might see Chris Martin saves sooner than later. If Jansen starts the season on the IL, Chris Martin should walk right in to that closing duty in Boston. So don't sleep on Chris Martin in drafts. His ADP will climb a little bit, but not too much just yet because it's not official that Jansen's out, but I'm not too optimistic on this Kenley Jansen situation. Nolan Chenal of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was scratched for Monday's game with back tightness. Angels are not concerned, of course. We should monitor for the next few days. If Chenal stays healthy, I am a big fan of him. I think we could get a nice – he's basically free in drafts, so some sweet value with Chenal. OBP leagues, he's a monster, like phenomenal player in OBP leagues. I still think there's a good batting average and some power to develop, so I've been taking some shots on him as well. Chicago White Sox. If you didn't think this season can get any stranger with the Chicago White Sox, you know, they trade Cease, probably the least strange thing. They just keep, you know, they're moving Kopech to the bullpen. I've been screaming for that for a couple years now. Just multiple things. They signed Eric Fetty. That was fun. They're just, it's just a mess of a franchise. Probably one of the worst in baseball right now, projected to win the fewest amount of games or bottom three, something along those lines. Well, Garrett Crochet, who earlier this offseason, the White Sox said they wanted to stretch him out to be a starter. Crochet's been a pretty solid back end of the bullpen guy, great in holds leagues, looked like he could be a potential closer down the line. That didn't happen, of course. Well, this is fun. Garrett Crochet was announced as the opening day starter for the Chicago White Sox on Monday. That's cool, fun, but there was some really fun stuff about this. Sarah Lang's an amazing person, person in general, and works for MLB, great Twitter follow, of course. She said, Garrett Crochet will be only the ninth pitcher in all of baseball over the last 110 years to make his first career start on opening day. That is wild. I'm going to root for Crochet. I'm going to hope he does well. He'll be on my waiver wires because I will not be drafting Garrett Crochet. DJ LeMahieu, yesterday I reported some potentially good news for LeMahieu, but typical of all New York Yankees injury news this offseason, maybe we shouldn't believe anything they say because things looked good, you know, going to be back in the next couple of days. Well, further imaging of DJ LeMahieu came back and said he has a severe bone bruise or significant bone bruise on his foot, and he might not have enough time to be prepared for opening day. Obviously not great. I was telling you how much I liked LeMahieu yesterday because he's first base, third base eligible. He's supposed to be leading off for the Yankees, had a great finish the second half of the season. I was optimistic on a basically late round value in drafts. Well, if he's not ready for the season, I'm still kind of interested if it's just a minor thing and he misses a couple weeks. Okay, we'll see. Could probably pick him up on the waiver wire. With LeMahieu out now, you're looking at maybe Alex Verdugo returning to the leadoff role where he's flourished because of his OBP skills. That's an option. Maybe versus left-handed pitching, you see some Anthony Volpe come up there. That's an option. Third base is completely up in the air now for the Yankees. That'll be fun to watch. So LeMahieu may start the year on the IL. Let's keep an eye on that. Aaron Judge was supposed to be back in action over the weekend. That did not happen. Still hasn't been swinging yet, at least in a cage. He did take some fly balls on Monday, though. That was cool. Scheduled to hopefully take BP in the next day or two, face some live hitting, because the Yankees are hoping for Judge to play in four of the last six games of spring training. I'll believe it when I see it. I've been out on Judge all offseason. That is not changing at his ADP right now. Yordan Alvarez scared many as he had two at-bats and then left the game with a trainer on Monday. Late reports from the Astros said nothing's wrong with him. He's fine. He was only scheduled for two at-bats, yada, yada. We'll see. Most guys, even if they're scheduled for two at-bats, don't leave with a trainer. So we'll wait and see on that news. Matt McClain of the Cincinnati Reds was held out of Monday's lineup for precautionary reasons due to shoulder soreness. He's already been battling other injuries this offseason. Team doctors checked him out, said nothing seems serious. McClain's been banged up, so just keep an eye on this situation. Hopefully he's ready for opening day. Nick Lodolo of the Cincinnati Reds, some positive news out of Reds camp. We know he was slow start in spring because of the lingering leg injury, but he's made a couple starts now. He's progressing properly. We were hoping for an early April return, and we got that announcement on Monday. He's scheduled to return to the Reds rotation on April 10th, thus missing likely one start, maybe two, but likely one start for Lodolo. Very promising. ADP of 239 and 12-team OCs over the weekend. That seems worth a gamble at that price tag. I like that quite a bit. Some bad news for Anthony DeSclafani of the Minnesota Twins. He got traded from the Giants to the Mariners, to the Mariners, to the Twins this offseason. Tony Disco going to start the season on the IL and maybe out for the entire season. Not good at all. But we have to find a silver lining in all these things. With Tony Disco out, Louis Varland has a clear path to playing time now. Very optimistic for many about Varland's success last year. It was up and down in the bigs. We saw some really good points. When he went back to AAA, pitched great. There's a lot to like in Varland's repertoire, I guess, or upside. And at ADP 278, definitely worth a shot late in drafts. I'm already seeing in certain drafts the ADP is climbing with Louis Varland. Lots of hype behind Mr. Varland. Couple more bits of news here. Jose Urquidy of the Houston Astros, he left his last outing. We talked about that. There were some serious concerns after four innings, the elbow injury and whatnot. But on Monday, the MRIs came back saying Urquidy is suffering from forearm strain, just some like swelling in the forearm. We'll see. Forearm strains usually lead to Tommy John surgery. When the swelling comes down, we might get another report. Time will tell. Urquidy will start the season on the IL. With him out, maybe JP France gets a boost for your fantasy teams. He was very streamable at times last season, so keep an eye on Mr. France. Justin Verlander as well in Houston has thrown a few bullpens over the last week or so, and he's expected to face live hitters later this week, meaning he's on the right path back to playing time. They already announced he starts the season on the IL, but maybe he won't be on there for too long. Last but not least here, Tyler Soderstrom, catcher for the Oakland Athletics. He was expected earlier this spring to platoon with Shea Langeliers, which made Shea Langeliers' fantasy value seem not so great. Well, Soderstrom has been struggling, and he got sent back to AAA on Monday, opening the door for Langeliers to be the full-time catcher once again. Average was horrific last season, but the power was amazing. If he can boost that average just a bit, he could be a sneaky catcher too in your fantasy leagues. All right, everybody, that wraps up the news notes from the day. Before we get to highlights and more, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great, but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
All All right, a couple of hitting highlights from your Monday on the diamond. O'Neill Cruz continues to crush baseballs. It's absolutely bonkers. He went 3-for-4 on Monday with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 6 RBIs, giving O'Neill Cruz 7 home runs this spring. And if you think fantasy managers aren't noticing this, the ADP is climbing. I saw on Monday he went 43rd overall in an OC, a 12-team league, and 44th overall in a 15-team draft champions league. So if you like O'Neill Cruz, you will have to pay for O'Neill Cruz this season. Chase DeLauder, we already talked about Kyle Manzardo going back to AAA. Chase DeLauder, the other big-time prospect for the Guardians, is still fighting for playing time. DeLauder went 1-for-2 with a home run, a run scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk on Monday, giving him 3 home runs this spring. There's still some optimism that Chase could make the team. The outfield is always in flux in Cleveland, it feels like, and it's definitely in flux this season. Could make for a nice left-handed bat in that lineup. Just depends, is it a full-time job or is he in a platoon situation, which maybe doesn't let the Guardians want to keep him up here to get him ready at bats. Something to definitely monitor over the next couple of days. But with Manzardo already going down, they're already making demotions. Maybe that's a good sign for Chase. So keep an eye on all of that. Starting pitching highlights, they don't come from me right now. That's regular season. Right now, you check out Nick Pollock and the Plus Pitch Podcast. He's coming at you every single day, 7 days a week, with your news notes from the pitching side of things to get you covered over there from spring training. And he also gives his SP roundup as well from spring training. All the goodies you'd expect from Nick Pollock when it comes to pitching, he's got you covered this spring. So go check out the Plus Pitch Podcast and all the great stuff there. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast Spring Training Edition in the books. Make sure y'all check out PL Plus and PL Pro at pitcherlist.com. You will not regret it. You get this amazing Discord, other podcasts that are coming out. Can't quite go there yet, but I saw some things. Yes, they somehow let me see these things. That's coming down the line, plus some other great content at pitcherlist.com that you get by being a member of PL Plus and PL Pro. So go check all that fun stuff out. You will not regret it. But once again, that'll do it, folks, with another episode of the First Pitch Podcast. I will be back with you guys tomorrow to recap another slew of news and notes to get you ready for the upcoming fantasy baseball season. But until next time, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Tuesday, March 19th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.